History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25 years old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today I have the privilege of interviewing my amazing, beautiful, gorgeous wife, Carol Prater. How are you, honey bunny?
Good. Wow, that's a nice introduction.
For years, we've talked about getting you on History Makers, and I've finally booked you in. We're going to hear a bit of your story today. So tell us your background. Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Queensland, mighty Queensland, and in Brisbane, on the north side of Brisbane, on a dairy farm.
Okay, good, good.
And I lived on that farm for most of my young life. And went to school in the same area.
And you had a bit of a religious upbringing. Tell us about that.
I did have a religious upbringing. We went to a uniting church. In fact, it was a Methodist church when I was very young. It was just down the street where our farm was. My mum was a very major influence in my life with Christianity because she was so full on. She sang and played in the church. And that's how I grew up.
Yeah, and you also had a bit of a prodigal experience, kind of like in your mid-teens, you kind of fell away from the Lord. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so what happened is my dad and mum got divorced when I was 16. And that was a really difficult time for me because I had some choices to make. And at that age, when that kind of thing happens, there's so many vulnerabilities. And, you know, we have teenage daughters, so you know what I'm talking about. So trying to make the right decision is really hard. But instead of choosing the narrow way, I chose the broad way that leads to destruction. And for about 10 years, I lived very much a worldly life. I had a career, and that was mostly successful. But I was into drinking and having relationships that I shouldn't have been having. And I got really quite depressed and thought, is this the way I want to live? And after some pretty horrible things happening to me, I decided this isn't the way I'm meant to be living. And so I went home, went back to my mum's house.
And I remember you telling the story that you were kind of at rock bottom, you'd had a broken heart, you'd been through all sorts of terrible things, and then you found your mum's prayer journal one night. Tell us what happened.
From all the choices I've made, because that's the thing about sin, you know, it has some pretty massive consequence. So I was laying around at home, and one night Mum went out and she said, I'm just going out to a prayer meeting and I'll see you when I get home. So I was laying on her bed, and next to her bed was this little notebook, and I picked up the notebook and I started reading it. And inside was all these handwritten prayers for me and my sisters. I cried thinking that. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I literally had a supernatural experience. I felt the love of God just pouring into me. And I was just a big mess on the floor, but it was a beautiful mess. And I realized the love of God was more than any mistake I'd made. And it was such a, you know, those moments in life that are a line in the sand. it was a real crossing over moment. Yeah.
And I know that in that time, your cousin turned up to invite you to church. Tell us what happened.
Yes. That was the most beautiful day. She turned up just randomly, knocks on the door and said, "Carol, you coming to church with me?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And that was when I was 26. Mm-hmm. And I've never looked back. And I'm 57 now.
But in that time at church, it was our previous church, so Vineyard Church at Launton, Pastor mm-hmm. Kurt Delaney, your cousin, is the pastor. And you cried for, like, years at church, didn't you? Like, you really were repentant at church, weren't you?
You know, Matt, I really think this is missing in our current age. You know, I just encountered God, like I said, on the floor of my mother's bedroom when I was reading her prayer journal. I experienced the love of the Father. And then what happened when I started going to church each week? I experienced that same feeling.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was so much, I couldn't stay past worship. I'd have to run out of the church after worship. Because the presence of God was so powerful, I couldn't stand.
Mm.
And that church really discipled me. It really taught me the word. It taught me about the miraculous works of God. And that was really my formation.
And the church is well known for worship music. So Vineyard Worship is a record label, and many well-known Vineyard Worship artists have sung in churches around the world. Now, one of the songs, or one of the albums that really impacted you was, there's a guy named Brian Dirksen. He's well known for writing many worship songs. But one of the albums that really impacted you at the time was an album called The Father's House by Brian Dirksen, all about the prodigal son. Tell us how that worship album impacted you.
It still impacts me to this day. I don't know if anyone else listening knows, but there's usually an album or some songs that really were in your Christian formation. And for me, that album was all about the son that had gone off and the father was calling them back. And that's my life story. And go and look it up. It's totally beautiful.
Jesus, come reveal who I am. Through your death, you have paid for my life. All of my sin has been forgiven through your blood. So I come with confidence into my Father's house.
My Father.
Today, I have the privilege of interviewing my amazing, beautiful, gorgeous wife, Carol Prater. You ended up working in Fortitude Valley in Brisbane in this company, basically selling websites was part of your job. And you met this bloke from Coffs Harbour. Tell us about that.
Well, I did. It was, I'd been in another career and I just started in this job in the Valley working for like a startup internet company. That was back in the days before the internet was a big thing. And this interesting young fella from Coffs Harbour who didn't have clean shoes, shirts or shoes, turned up in front of me and said, "Hi, I'm Matt from Coffs." And we became best of friends, didn't we?
We did. We did.
And interestingly enough, they put us together. Our boss put us together as a team. He said, "I think you guys would work really well together. Why don't you go out and sell websites as a team?" And so you and I started going out and we'd pray in the car. And we'd listen to worship music. We'd pray for our clients. And I thought, gee, this guy's such a nice person. Such loves the Lord so much.
Yeah, so that's how it all began. So this was 23 years ago now, can you believe it? And so we were working together. We ended up going to the same church together. We started dating. And now, you know, we've had 23 years of marriage. We've been pastors for 20 years. For those who don't know the story of how we became pastors, do you want to share that little bit?
So I was working with a guy years before, a man called Phil McCallum, and he was also one of the people that I had as a dear friendship and helped in my spiritual formation. What happened is he was starting up a church and called New Hope. And we were at the vineyard at the time. And we thought, oh, we'll just go on and support him and cheer him on. And about a few years after he started, he contacted us about maybe joining the church. And we ended up joining after we got a blessing from our old church, because it was hard to leave the vineyard, our family, who was still our family. But yeah, we thought we'd give this church a crack because the Lord was calling us to do an evangelistic work in the city, and that church was in the city. So we went along and he invited you to a trip to Hawaii and you said yes. And that's where he invited you to become the pastor. And that's been our story for, what, nearly 20 years.
20 years pastoring, can you believe it? And that was the same time that History Makers Radio started. And I remember you actually came up with the name, didn't you?
I did.
So it's all your fault.
Oh, it is.
So,
but really, God's looking for History Makers all the time, isn't he? People that'll be an example of his glory on the earth. And so I love that you've been so dedicated and committed to having the Lord's stories.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold. Pure gold. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord.
choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
Today, I have the privilege of interviewing my amazing, beautiful, gorgeous wife, Carol Prater. Now, we've only got a little bit of time before we wrap up, but before we go, you know, there might be people listening that have heard your prodigal story. They've heard you share how you spent your 10 years in the world and, you know, you discovered your mum's prayer journal and you realized that you needed to come back to God. And you really were repentant. You really gave everything back to God. And, you know, there might be people listening that are away from God and need to come back to God right now. Would you share with them what is the gospel and how do they respond?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, in John 14:6, Jesus says to his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And the thing is, Matt, there's many ways in life, many ways to live, but there's only one true way. And I was living all the other ways before I experienced true life. And Jesus is the only way to live. There's no way that I could ever do anything to pay for what I've done. It took a perfect God to die for me, to absorb all of that, so that I could truly live. And so my encouragement to anyone out there listening is, if you've been walking the broad way that leads to death, please say yes to Jesus and follow the narrow one.
Well, you know what? You might be listening right now and you don't know if your heart's right with God. You don't know if your sins are forgiven. In just a moment, we're going to pray a prayer where you can ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. If you're ready to pray that prayer, just repeat after me. Say, "Dear God in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. Please forgive me of my sins and make me born again. I turn from my sinful ways and I surrender my life to you. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen." Well, God bless you. If you prayed that prayer, I encourage you to get into a local church, tell someone that you've become a Christian, start praying every day, get a Bible, read the Bible, and continue your relationship with Jesus. It's the most eternal decision you could ever make. Well, honey, it's been great to have you as my guest on History Makers today. I've been trying to get you on for 20 years and I finally did it.
And yay!
Thanks for sharing your testimony today. And I love you, honey. You're amazing. God bless.
Oh, thank you. It's been a privilege and an honor.
I reckon you're a History Maker.
You too.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. You'll also find links to all of our social media channels and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.